Hey, welcome to My Wave Podcast, where we talk about my wave, my story, my life, talking about one wave today of a friend of mine named Jeff Anderson, and we'll be getting with him here in just a moment, but just wanted to say thank you for tuning in, listening, and if you like what you hear, please share it, subscribe, comment below, but want to give you some good content, maybe teach you something, make you laugh, and just enjoy. I want to give a shout out to Co-Pilot Studios for opening up their place for us and so we could do this podcast. If you are interested, you can follow them on Instagram at Co-Pilot Studios. Like I say, we got Jeff Anderson here today, but before we hear about his wave, I want to give a special thanks to our sponsor, Shredder Surf Camp. So if you're ever down in Wrightsville Beach and looking for a one-day lesson or a four-day camp, check them out, shreddersurf.com. So, are we ready, Jeff? Ready. Jeff Anderson, so exciting to have gotten to know you over literally less than a year.
Yeah.
Less than a year. I think we first met at Wrightsville Beach at Surf Church.
Yep.
Under the Oceanic Pier, or Crystal Pier. And we've shared a few waves. It's been fun to get to know you. And tell me a little bit about yourself. Let's start here. Let's start. Where did you grow up?
San Diego.
Okay.
California.
San Diego, California. Yep. How long did you live there?
I grew up there, born and raised, moved out here when I was 33-ish.
Okay. Okay. So California is your roots.
Yeah.
You got, I take it, started surfing out there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
About what age?
Oh, gosh, dude. I can give you a year. I think it was 79.
Okay.
Around maybe 78.
Yeah.
I think. Got my first board.
What was your first board?
Dude, I don't know. I knew you were going to ask me that question.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I just remember it was big and it was jacked. And I remember my dad going, I don't even know where he got resin actually, because they didn't have a Home Depot back then, but came back with resin and glassed that thing up. And I don't even know if I even took that thing out because it was so thick.
But really?
I don't remember the name of it.
Huh. So first paddle out with your dad?
No, it was actually with a youth pastor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. My sister turned me on to him. I think I went on, I don't know what it was, to a skate park or something with him, and it was a bunch of guys. Just basically went just for the surf and the rides to the beach.
Really?
And, yeah.
Okay. So. Okay. And then did you catch on to surfing pretty quick? Or?
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. Uh-huh. I mean, throughout life, I had, you know, those years where I didn't surf too much, but yeah.
Right, right. Sweet. So here you are, North Carolina. What brought you this way?
Friends.
Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanted to escape the California crazy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Came out here. I think I was out here for like probably 6 months, and I was ready to head back home, and then I met my wife.
Oh, yeah? So, yeah. So you met your wife out here in North Carolina?
Yep.
Ah, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. And then you've been down here in the Wrightsville Beach, Wilmington area for?
Going on five years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you, like me, lived in the Raleigh area for a while. So I would do the day trip down for about 15 years. Hurricane swells, Friday, you bring the kids down. And I remember one time I brought my family down and it was pumping. And so I paddled out. And next thing I know, I surf and I look and I see my wife running down the beach. I was like, where's she going? My wife doesn't run. I was like, where's she going? And then way out ahead, I see my oldest son. He was maybe like 3 and he's just booking it.
You're like, maybe I'd help you, but the surf's good.
Yeah. She got him.
Yeah.
We're good. Oh. That's cool. So you've married kids?
Yeah. 4 kids.
4 kids.
Yeah.
They all surf?
No.
No.
One
does?
Noah, that you see out there with me.
Yeah.
He surfs. He's the one that encourages me to get out half the time. But yeah.
That's cool.
He's my little surf rat, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. It's been good getting to know him too. And he loves it.
Yeah, he loves it. He does, man.
Yeah. It was great. We surfed this past Sunday. Hadn't had a swell here at Wrightsville Beach. And there's been a couple small ones, but in a month, really.
Yeah.
And we had some good size, cold, drifty poundage.
Big.
It was. By the time I got out there, it was low tide, and it was heavy.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, it was like you said earlier, we haven't been in anything in like a month, man. And then all of a sudden you look over, you're looking over the sand and you're like, what's
yeah, it's sucking up and yeah. You see sand. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about your most memorable wave. So I've given you probably more time to think about it than anybody. So talk about it. Where were you?
Dude, I think that was when I was back in San Diego when we used to go out with the youth.
Which beach?
It was probably Mission Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mission Beach is on the north side of the river from Point Loma?
It is. Yeah. So you got OB on this side of the jetty and then Mission Beach on this.
Because
so
I've surfed
north.
Ocean Beach by the pier.
Yeah.
I've surfed there a couple times.
Yep. Yeah. So just directly on the other side north of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Up there through Mission Beach. It was packed.
Oh, yeah.
Packed with people. Yeah. So Mission Beach, how old were you?
I think 11-ish.
Okay. Yeah. So you going back a little bit, like 2 or 3 years to think of this wave.
Yeah. And that takes a lot of brain cells to go back, man.
All right. So Mission Beach, are you out with the crew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who was in that crew?
Oh, gosh, dude. You're going to make me come up with names?
I am. What's your name drop? Kelly Slater in that group?
No. No, but nobody that made it big. honestly, man, I could think of like Adam Flint, Kenny Tidwell, some guys that grew up with and went to school with.
Yeah.
Those guys were out there. But there was a group of guys, and we kind of scattered as we got older.
Right.
But, yeah, in our adult life, we didn't really hang too much.
Sure, sure. But, all right, so you're 11-year-old, Mission Beach. What were the conditions like?
Dude, I think it was those Santa Ana winds.
Okay.
Those offshore warm winds. Yeah, just a killer day. I love the conditions over the waves,
uh-huh.
But that day was it was a pretty California day.
Yeah. So for California, for those that never surfed here, Southern California, the water's chilly.
Yeah.
I mean, it can get warmer, but for the most part,
it's
cooler.
Yeah, you can get some of that warm water from Mexico sometimes, but for the most part, you're right. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
Because I was out there, it seemed like July, August, and I had a wetsuit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's cool. So out with some friends,
mm-hmm.
And what happened?
Dude.
How big was it?
It was probably, I don't know, 6-7 foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was for me, that was a big day for my age.
Right.
And not surfing very long. But yeah, it was about 6-7 foot, I would say.
Yeah. And so a 6-7 foot wave in California, for the most part, is a longer period swell.
Yeah.
Like what we had this past Sunday was, I think it was like 12, 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is a long period swell for the East Coast. But California, you're looking at 16, 17, 18 seconds, almost pretty typical.
Yeah.
And it's a deeper water, so the wave has got a lot of power when it hits the beach.
It does.
That's cool. So paddled out with your crew.
Yeah.
And you saw it coming, or was it a surprise, or what was going on?
I don't know. I think we were all getting kind of pumped on this. I think we all were paddling our brains out, and two of us caught it, and I think that was the first time I got barreled was in that wave.
Was it a barrel with a friend, or did he take it one way, you took it the other way?
Yeah. Okay. He went that way, I went that way.
Okay, was it a left or a right?
It was right.
Okay, for you, a right, is that front side or back side?
That's front side.
So a right is front side for you.
Yeah.
So you're a regular foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So so in California, you're screaming south.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're heading south, drop in. Was it immediate drop into a barrel, or did you have to set yourself up?
I had to set myself up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was this the first wave of that session?
No.
So you're taking some beatings?
Yeah, I had to get my kook falls out of the way first. But yeah, I think it just set up perfectly. I mean, it just all came into play. It was
all right. So we're gonna get at that. But you said taking some kook falls.
Yeah.
Do surfers fall? I mean, like, I'm thinking right now for maybe those that are new to surfing or, you know, experiencing it for, you know, for the first year or so, and they're frustrated falling. Pretty typical.
Oh yeah, dude, you know how those days are. It's like you think you've never been on a board before, right, and you just have those days. I'm like, I give up, man. I quit.
Right.
I'm hanging up the board. I'm not going back out. You have those days, and yeah. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So I think, and sometimes I just got to get them out of the way at the beginning, and then you get your comfort level and
right. You dial it in a little bit. Get the legs under you. Get all that. Heavy wipeout. Have you had a heavy wipeout?
Yeah. It was probably like 2 months ago. It was the worst one I remember, man. The wave had like doubled up and my board rolled and I fell on the rail.
Oh, man.
And, dude, I literally thought I cracked a rib.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, where's my wife? But it, yeah, it was painful, man. I thought I broke my rib. It still bothers me a little bit, but really? I didn't crack it.
Oh, wow. But, was that a Wrightsville?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to this wave, Mission Beach.
Yeah.
You take off, drop in straight into the barrel?
No.
Or you had to set yourself up?
Yeah.
Bottom turn, high line. What'd
you take? I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. I just know I get in there. And
okay.
The stoke was unbelievable. It's your first barrel.
Got it.
So, it was crazy, man.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anybody there to really witness it.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Not like happy yesterday?
No. Mm-mm.
So there's this young man named his nickname is Happy, and I was paddling back out from a wave I caught yesterday, and he took off. I hooted at him. He took off, drops in, and it pitched right over him, and he came out and was just ecstatic. His first barrel, and it was legit because it was a confirmed barrel. I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
See, you got to see it, man, or it didn't happen. Right?
So are we sure that this your wave that you're talking about really happened?
Yes, because I'm telling you.
Okay.
No, everybody gets barreled. You go to, you know, you're in high school and stuff, and yeah, I got barreled this weekend. And it's
absolutely.
Like, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you got barreled, but did you come out?
Did I come out? I think I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you came out in the sense that you're still alive.
Yes.
But... coming
it wasn't
out,
like spit. I didn't get that spit, man. It wasn't that, but yeah.
Would you say that was a moment that made surfing a little bit more of a desire?
Yeah,
like I want more of that.
Absolutely.
Talk about that for a minute. What is it that makes a person throw on a bunch of neoprene? Yesterday the wind chill was 33. It's chilly.
Yeah.
But, you know, what makes you want to get out of the sheets in the morning, go throw on a wetsuit, go paddle out before work or after work, you're tired. What makes you want to throw on a suit, paddle out?
For me, man, I think it's changed over the years. At first it was, you know, for the chicks. I mean, chicks dig the surfers, especially, I mean, back in the 80s, man, it's a totally different thing, but now it's totally different. I think, I mean, you know, my son, Noah, I think he helped me to kind of rediscover my stoke and surfing. I mean, I kind of gave it up for a few years and, you know, moving down here and even earlier than that, I think I got him on a board when he was 7. First time I ever pushed him into a wave, but for a dad, I mean, you know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
Man. You got boys. To push him off, I'm like, dude, there's nothing that brings greater joy than seeing your kid catch a wave.
And, yes.
Many years of that, and now to be able to go out there now and surf with him and teach him and then to see how far he's come, and now he's teaching me.
Yeah.
So it's been cool. I got him on a fiberglass board, I think, around June, and he's been on it since. And just to see him progress, it's been pretty cool.
That's cool. So talking about boards, what are you riding right now?
Well, I got that new board
right
that I saw yesterday.
Yeah, what is it?
GNS Pintail. It's a 9.2. 50-50 rail. So...
Uh-huh.
He stole my 50-50 rail.
So your son did?
Yeah.
With the green and red stripe, that was yours?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so that's officially his now. So I'm like, I've been searching for a board and I found that. So.
Yeah, so I saw you on it Sunday, but that's a 9.2. What does Noah ride?
A 9.
He's a 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do you like it?
I do, man. I do. My other one was, it was more of a performance longboard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just... which is good for me because I'm got some weight on me.
Right.
But it's just thick. It was a thicker board. And this one's, I'm hoping gonna, I've only ridden it once, so.
Okay.
That's the kind of cool thing for me right now is kind of tweaking the boards, figuring out rails you know, fin location and fins and stuff, so.
Right. You have it in a single fin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was riding my longboard in a single fin, but I found these little side bites that somebody had sanded down, and I went ahead and put them in, and just that little bit of extra has made it, has made a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun tweaking.
It is. Yeah. Now, do you know enough about fin placement and stuff that you could say, all right, in a longboard, you know, you have this slot for the middle fin, but you've got room to play with. Do you know, you're familiar enough to say, to educate us on a fin move forward does this, and a fin move mid, mid fin move back?
No.
No.
I've been schooling myself on it because I've been looking at fins. I kind of want to tweak in that area.
Yeah.
I do know kind of moving them up and forth for a looser and just nose riding.
Right.
But I haven't really switch out fins yet, so I got a couple on order, man. I'll let you know here in a bit.
Yeah, yeah, and I would love to try some different fins. I've just got a standard FCS that's in my longboard, but those side bites really helped. And maybe we'll learn together.
Yeah,
yeah, us and Google.
Yeah, exactly.
YouTube.
Thank God for Google, man.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So, that wave kind of set you up for, hey, putting the chicks aside, surfing's fun.
Yeah.
Surfing is, absolutely, is something that, how would you describe it to a beginner? Like the stoke, how would you describe that?
Oh gosh, dude. I don't even know how to answer that.
Yeah.
It's, dude, I think the ocean for me, I mean, now speaking as an adult, it's so different because the ocean's ever changing. It's never the same as the last time you surfed.
Right.
For me, it's just different. And I think surfing longboards, because when I moved out here, I went to a longboard. I just couldn't get into a wave anymore. So just longboarding, learning to longboard a little bit, and just learning to sidestep and trying to get on the nose a little bit more, and just trying to figure all that stuff out. Because you didn't do that at my age in San Diego.
Right.
It was all the old guys up in Tourmaline that longboarded. So I'm finding that gets me excited.
Yeah.
But the stoke, it's real, man. I mean, it gets you up when you don't want to. And it was like the boys that talked me into going down to Holden a couple weeks ago. I told you about.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I did not want to go.
Right.
Those guys roll up. We're going to Holden Beach. It's fire. And I'm like, dude, that's like a 45 minute drive.
On a good day. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going, man.
Yeah.
Dude, so that's the cool thing about with the group we surf with.
Right.
Because we got all these groms, man. They're doing all the homework and legwork for us, man. They're figuring out where the surf is. We just show up now.
Yeah.
I don't even have to look anymore. I just get a text, man. The guys are like going up and down, you know, the street and checking it out. So.
Yeah. So East Coast, like anywhere, really. East Coast, North Carolina, we have all beach break. I mean, we don't have... Yeah. Rarely do you find a point break. I mean, we might call, you know, the cove down at Fort Fisher kind of a point break, depending on which direction the swell's coming.
Yeah.
There might be some of these strange outer, you know, areas that I don't know about that are hush-hush out on some of these, you know, sandbars out in the ocean and whatnot. But Holden Beach is a south-facing beach for the most part. And then you have Carolina Beach, or Fort Fisher, then Carolina Beach, then Wrightsville, then Topsail, and then it goes all the way out to Emerald Isle, and it gets to another south-facing beach. So we've got some variety to study those swell patterns and different things, hurricanes coming, and to be able to jump in with a bunch of guys that are just, you know, just vibed up and to head down on a strike mission and to score.
Yeah.
That's that stoke. It's it is, in one sense, indescribable, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's cool. So through your surfing career, you've had some times where you've just walked away from it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that work-related, family-related, location?
I think it's family. I mean, I got into lifting weights, which you don't want to do if you're going to surf because it works against you. So I did that for a while, actually a lot. And then... And then obviously being landlocked up in Raleigh area when I moved out here, kind of got, we ended up getting like a wake boat and kind of got in that a little bit, but there's nothing like the salt water, man.
Right. So. Right. Yeah. And there isn't ever, there is this constant changing canvas of the ocean.
Oh yeah.
You know, Sunday, big, long period swell, cold, heavy conditions, shallow at the, when it cleaned up, when the winds finally went offshore. And then Monday, man, it was, that was a fun day.
Yeah.
You know, even with, even at the higher tide that I went. And so that, that ever-changing canvas makes surfing a unique sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Where have you traveled to surf?
Mexico.
Have you?
Yeah.
When you lived in California?
Mm-hmm.
Because San Diego's just a few miles down. You're across the border there.
That was back when you could cross the border and just go freely, come and go.
Really?
Totally changed now, yeah.
Okay. Where did you go in, is that the Baja?
Yeah. Yeah, down like K-38s.
Okay.
Was a place we used to go.
Was that a far drive?
It's a little trek, not too far.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, it wasn't too bad. A lot of guys went down there for that. Other than that, I've been places I haven't surfed. Didn't really take advantage of over there. Probably did more scuba diving and stuff over the islands and stuff. But hopefully to do that now.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to get some trips.
Yes, definitely. Get Noah on some trips.
Yes.
Yeah. So potential Puerto Rico trip coming up. You thinking about going?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Shh. Don't tell anybody out there.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool. The Puerto Rico's been going off, but not like California. You have any friends out in California still surf?
Dude, I do.
Yeah?
I do. I heard it has been crazy out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Actually, I got a friend here that I met here from California that still goes, travels back there, and he goes. Yeah, he's actually my I'll be working, man. I get, like, a text. His name's Steve Wilson, and I get a text. Dude, it looks like it's going off. I'm like, I haven't checked the cam all day. So he's, like, telling me he's up in Apex, and he's telling me that the waves look good down here. So I'm like, all right, you got me thinking, man. But he's like my guy, man, if something's going on, and I don't know about it. I'll get a text from him randomly.
There you go.
Because he's up there frothing, man. Like, dude.
So what do you do for a living?
Construction.
Construction?
Yeah.
Been doing that most of your life? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
More or less, now it's more management, but I used to swing a hammer back in the day.
Right, right. You do custom homes or?
Semi-custom.
I
would say semi-custom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that give you some flexibility to surf or? Because I've talked to some guys that work, you know, construction, and they work on a crew of all surfers. And if it's firing, they put down their hammer and go.
But yeah, they got the ladder racks with the board on one side and the ladder on the other. Yeah, that's not my life anymore. That was before I went salary.
Right.
I had that freedom. Gotcha. Not now. Gotcha. I'm at the mercy of my company. So
that's all right, though. But that's all right. Got to put bread on the table.
I know, man. I just take the good weekends when I can, and those long summer days, I can get out there during the week.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to those.
Definitely looking forward to summer where you can get up at 5:30, be in the water, surf for a couple hours, go to work.
Yep.
Get off, surf till 9.
Yes. Love those days, man.
Exhausted, but
endless
summer days.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So as we think through surfing, you've surfed for a little while. You've seen progression in boards and in just abilities. What would you say is probably from the time you started to now, what you've observed the most as far as surfing's progression?
Dude, it's gotten ridiculous. Seriously.
In what way?
I think with the aerials, the stuff they're pulling off now, kickflips, I'm like, come on.
Right.
Kickflip on a surfboard?
Yeah.
But, it's nuts. I mean, I think the era, we're pretty close, same age. I mean, it was more of a soul surfing, you know, style. And it's come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still evolving.
Yes, it is.
So.
Yeah. What do you think feeds that?
I think everybody just wants to be pushed. I mean, you remember back in the day when Travis Pastrana did the backflip, and dude, now they're doing like 3, 4. I'm like, it's crazy, man. So it's, I think we just like being pushed and taking it to the next level, just outdoing the next guy.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Right. I'm still, you know, I still think I can do what I used to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got to step back and just enjoy a fun day with friends.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of sweet, really good rides, a couple of washing machine wipeouts, you know, just getting thrashed and come up laughing. You know, you got to laugh.
So true, man. I'm like, some days it's like survival mode. I'm just happy to be out there.
Yeah.
That I can still do it at my age. Not that, you know, not that we're old, but
no.
So I'm like.
So talking to up and coming new surfers, what would be some advice that you would offer them?
Oh gosh. Save up for parking fees because you basically got to finance them these days.
Yes. Yeah. Did you hear a couple of the other beaches that were free are voting to go paid?
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't name them. I guess we could. Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think it's honestly, that's like,
it's a bummer.
It is. I mean, it's going to get to the point where I got to have my wife drop me off and pick me up. You know,
right.
Baby, drop me off, pick me up at this time.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's not affordable.
Yeah.
It used to be a free sport.
I know. So, yeah. Definitely makes it a little more difficult. We'll leave that. It's like politics. Yeah. Let's leave it out of the water.
All right.
But it does hurt the wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, what advice would you, that was funny advice, but what advice would you give to a up and coming surfer?
I would say don't give up. I mean, my daughter really wants to surf really bad right now. And, she's had opportunity over the summers to do it, but she's fearful and just feels like I'm never going to get it. And we've all been at that point when you do anything for the first time, you feel like you're not going to, ever figure it out and get to the point where you're comfortable out there. And I think the ocean's real, the fear's real, but I think once you get past that, it's you won't look back. It's more than just surfing. It's a stress reliever. It's God's creation you're experiencing. I mean, it's always changing. It's just always something new. I don't know. It's just, there's so much to it.
Yeah, there is.
Just the sport itself. It's So.
Yeah. I don't think there's been a day that I've come out of the ocean and said, I wish I had never done that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was a horrible day.
Yeah.
You know, either I wasn't in sync with the ocean, or it was just I got out there and the wind switched and it went flat or whatever. It was still worth it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just to get out there and to leave that stress on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what's better than a bad day in the ocean, man? I'm like,
not much.
Yeah.
No. That's cool. So as we begin to wrap it up, you've surfed with the California crowd in the 80s, the vibe. You surfed East Coast, you know, the last 15, 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you say to the guy that is a kook? What do you say? And I guess we could define kook in a couple different ways, right?
Yeah.
You could define kook as in this arrogant jerk that thinks he's it. And you want to say a lot to him.
Yes.
But then there's those kooks that, maybe they're just new and they just don't know they're a kook, you know, and they're dropping in. You know, South End has become a zoo.
Yes.
Here at Wrightsville Beach. And what do you say to somebody who's not the arrogant jerk, but what do you say to the kid that just dropped in on you, but you can tell he's just new?
Nothing. Because I chose to paddle out there. Because we know where those areas are. Right. I mean, you could go, you know, up a ways and not be in that. I think the lineup's changed over the years. I mean, back in the day, people wouldn't tolerate the kook.
Right.
I'm like, you had to go kook out by yourself because they'll take you to the beach. As soon as you come in, man, it's on. So I think it's changed a lot. I think even in my heart, it's changed. Mm-hmm. I tolerate, and dude, we've all been kooks at some point.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And this is a college town, so yeah. You see a lot of soft tops out there, and you're dropping in. You see somebody on the left, on the right. It's like, you know, surf etiquette is gonzo these days. It's just different times.
Yeah.
But it's that stoke we were talking about. I'm like, they have it.
Yeah.
And they want to get better.
Yeah. They're pursuing it.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely if you never surfed at Wrightsville Beach, I really enjoy the vibe at Wrightsville Beach. I think it's a great place for people to learn. I don't think there's much aggression out there. Occasionally you'll get some hotheads, but all in all, Wrightsville Beach is a good place.
Yeah, yeah. It is. You got to be a little careful when you're paddling back out.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple 9-footers in my temple. Yeah, 8 guys dropping. I'm like, dude, 70, you're 60, you ain't going anywhere but down, man. You know what I mean? But it's like you said, it's that's how South End is. So.
Yep, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, Jeff, it's been awesome.
It's been awesome, man.
Chatting. And I'm looking forward to many more sessions with you out in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And who do you think I should try and get on this conversation?
You want stories or personality?
I'd get
Will Champagne with some personality. If you want some stories and personality, that guy, you might have to put an hour and a half aside for him. Man.
Right, right. He's a character, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a character.
He is.
That's cool. Anybody else?
Gosh, man, you get all those Groms in here.
Yeah.
I mean, they all have stories. Yep. I love them, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's part of the stoke in the water is hanging with those guys and just, you know, so.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool, man. Well, I appreciate it.
I appreciate
you coming out, sitting with us, talking
it
through.
And loved
it. I'm so excited. So excited to see you back out in the water.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening today to this podcast, we appreciate your you're listening, and I want to wrap it up right here with the book of Acts, Jeff. Acts, do you know surfing's in the Bible?
I did.
Yeah. Acts 27, verse 44. There was a shipwreck, and Paul and all the people on board made it to the beach. It says, they all made it safely to shore, some on pieces of the ship, others on boards. Surfing. Y'all have a great one.
I love it. That's epic, man. I haven't heard that version.